This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The South Ross School District has been rated as accredited with distinction. It's an honor from the Colorado Department of Education. Steamo Springs School District also announced last week the same accredited with distinction rating. Sixth graders at Steamo Springs Middle School are participating in the third annual crime scene lab for the next 2 weeks. The SWAT team visited Monday with the new SWAT vehicles, which were donated from a law enforcement agency in Arizona. The Steamo Springs Police Department's coordinating the crime scene lab again this year. Here's Detective and School Resource Officer Lisa Eifling.
I think it's really important because as SROs, we want to really develop a relationship with the kiddos and we want them to trust us. But also, it's kind of the unknown. They don't really know what we do in law enforcement in general. And I think it's really helpful for them to see what we do and why we do it.
This week, there will be a staged crime for the kids to try to solve. They're doing interviews and interrogations, situational awareness, fingerprinting, and forensic analysis. Half of the sixth grade students are doing this right now. The other half are at science camp at Perry Mansfield this week, and they'll do the crime lab classes next week. The Rock County Board of County Commissioners, they're meeting today. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners also meets today. One agenda item is to ratify a petition to Colorado Parks and Wildlife to delay wolf reintroductions. Commissioners will also discuss appointments to the Library Board of Trustees. Moffat County Sheriff Chip McIntyre is scheduled to discuss a school resource officer. There's also a Zoom workshop with C.H. Johnson Consulting regarding the initial stages of the proposed Fairgrounds Event Center project. Steamboat Springs City Council meets this evening. One agenda item is a presentation about Brown Ranch from the Community Solutions Deliberation and Stewardship Team. That's been gathering for the last few months. The group voted 34-1 last month to move to Phase 2 to continue the discussion of the development of Brown Ranch. Phase 2 involves creating a plan for Brown Ranch. The decision will ultimately rest with Steamboat Springs voters. The Steamboat Tennis and Pickleball Complex has been awarded a $200,000 grant by the U.S. Tennis Association. It will be used to help pay for the replacement of the outside of the tennis bubble. The Yampa Valley Community Foundation is awarding 89 grants to 87 organizations this cycle, totaling $713,960 this year. This is for nonprofit groups serving Rout and Moffat counties. There's a screening of the documentary The American Southwest about the Colorado River. It is tonight with the filmmaker Ben Masters. Starts at 5:30 at Strings Music Pavilion. Benefit for Friends of the Yampa. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.